News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If we don't want loneliness to grow in society, we all have to take the chance of saying hello and maybe, yes, being blanked, and perhaps it has to be an older generation who need to show the way forward and model this behaviour. But this is a really interesting piece about keeping safe, keeping being the keeper of the Irish hello. And so says writer Nuala Wolfe, who is determined to keep hello, the random hello that we say to a passing stranger, alive and well. Good morning to you, Nuala.
Hi, Ciara. How's it going?
Tell me this. Why do you think this is important? You're talking about when you're walking along the road and you kind of salute somebody that you don't know and you nod them and you say, hello there or whatever, and they hopefully say it back or sometimes don't. Why is it important?
Well, the reason why I wrote the article was I was just inspired by the Green Party push a motion in calling on the government to seriously tackle loneliness in this country. Because apparently, and it's very sad to say, we are the loneliest country in Europe, even though we're like Ireland, the welcomes and all that kind of stuff. So I was reading about this and how the Green Party wants like a dedicated minister for loneliness and a task force set up, a report and X, Y and Z. And I had actually been talking to a number of my mum friends on a WhatsApp group prior to this. And it was all about like kind of going out for a walk and, you know, you say hello to people, like, are they saying hello back? And one mum said she kind of felt she was getting blanked a little bit more. And somebody even suggested, is this kind of since COVID, maybe people are like not making as much eye contact, or are they shyer, or like, what is it? Like a few of us kind of noticed it. I suppose we all would be Generation X as well. We would be a bit older, you know, like we would have grown up with just, you know, seeing this amongst our parents, our mums and dads out for a walk. You just kind of have that little bit of a hello, a nod of the head for people you don't know, you know, that you might meet on the road. And you just move on again. And it's like, hello. And you get a response like, hello, how are you? Good morning, blah, 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 blah. And I just kind of thought that if we're supposed to be leading a minister for loneliness, which could be a very good thing, and a task force, like what can we all do ourselves to kind of be more connected? And that's kind of where it came out.
And apparently it is true that micro-engagements, the hello, the kind word, the you know, a passing comment in the supermarket, to those kinds of things do make a difference to people. They do make people feel a little bit uplifted, particularly maybe, I know I said hello to an older person one day. I tend to say hello to people all the time. Maybe it's a Gen X thing, but I did. And this woman turned around to me and she says, you're the first person who's spoken to me in 3 days. Now, all I had said was hello.
Yeah.
And I felt quite bad. And I talked to her for a minute or two. And then, you know, I was doing something, so off I went. But I thought, there are people like that, older people maybe, who don't have someone to chat to every minute of the day. And a hello does make a real difference.
Well, I had kind of more or less the same experience, and I wrote about it in the article that just one day I met an old man on the road and I did the kind of, hello, how are you? You know, you kind of say that and you move on a bit. And he turned around and he says, thank you to me. And honestly, Ciara, it nearly broke my heart.
Oh, I know, I know.
Because I had the same kind of feeling like, oh God, you know, maybe nobody said hello to you today, last week. And, you know, that could be me in years to come, or that could be any of our parents.
100%. And do you have any view, Nuala, because obviously you've given this some thought on why we are so lonely, the Irish people, considering how ostensibly friendly we're supposed to be and all that kind of stuff. Why are we so lonely?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like as I said, some of the girls have talked to some of my friends saying, is it COVID? Because I do remember like when kind of COVID was at its peak, like people would really cross the road rather than pass in case they caught something from you, or they hold their breath or whatever. So I don't know whether that's a factor. But like the motion that the Green Party put in as well, like they're specifically saying, look, young people are a priority, although we need to tackle loneliness across the age group. So I don't know. I mean, I would often see kind of young people just plugged into their earphones and their eyes are down. And I just don't know, like, have we been modelling behaviour like for kids, like this is what we do. Like obviously we grew up with that, like, you know, with our parents. Like my dad was a teacher, so went out for a walk with him, like there'd always be a chat or hello, how are you? Or sir, what would be coming up like in the exams? You had any kind of ideas? So I think it's modelling behaviour as well. So that's part of the reason why I'm doing
it. Yeah, I think if it's normal to say hello. It's normal, like, and if it's not normal, people won't do it. But what do you, and if you just maybe lastly, if you are walking along and someone passes you by and you go hello, or you know, nod to them, I don't necessarily say hello, but I tend to nod and kind of smile and kind of intimate hello, as opposed to maybe say it out loud. But if they blank you, do you just shrug it off, or do you go that fecker, how do you respond?
No, I'm of an age now where I don't care about that. I'm thick skinned. And, you know, at the back of my mind, I still think of that old man. And, you know, it means something to somebody. And I actually talked about in the piece as well how I'm living in Tipperary and I came from Dublin and I was a young mother and I had babies and there was no mum or sisters I could call in regularly. And I remember one day a woman came up to me and I was struggling to get my €1 into my, you know, my shopping trolley, and I had a baby and a toddler and I couldn't find it. And out of nowhere, she gave the €1 to me and she stuck it in the trolley and said, "There you go." And I tell you, Kira, I was nearly on the verge of tears.
Yeah, no, I know
and
that feeling.
Those little moments of kindness. And I think we all have to risk it. Yeah. It's a failure. Somebody blanked me. And the more we do it, the more normal it becomes. 100%
agree with you. And I fully agree with you about kindness. I think kindness is the gift that keeps on giving, because it is good for the person who's on the receiving end. But it makes the person who gives out the kindness feel a little bit better as well. It's kind of a magical thing. Look, thank you, Nuala. It's a really interesting conversation. That is Nuala Wolf there on the lost, or perhaps the dying, art of saying hello to strangers. It's a nice thing to do. Do you have any thoughts on it? Is it something you do, or something you maybe appreciate when it's done to you? I'd love to hear from you this morning on all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.